Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Look down upon your sheep.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices. My soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and from harm. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength we need to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. We continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We pray for Bishop Long, that all of the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders may be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit, as we pray for his peace. We pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the hungry. We pray for the imprisoned. We pray for the lost and for the forsaken. We pray that God come to their aid, shedding his mercy and his light to lead the way through the darkness to salvation. We pray for all children and their parents, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. We pray for my father, that he continues to get better. I would also ask for your prayers for me and my life, as there is a decision that I am making in conjunction with some very special people in my life. We pray that God be the center of the entire situation and shed the necessary wisdom on us. We pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas the Reese and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, and all who may be contemplating upon joining the order. That God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of God's church. Deacon Nicholas.
I'd like to offer up in prayer my brother and my sister-in-law, as they're expecting a fourth addition into their family. I'm excited to be an uncle yet again. Let us pray for all of the clergy of the Universal Church, for all bishops, for all priests, and for all deacons. Let their love of God shine forth in everything that they do. Let us also raise up in prayer all of our leaders in our local communities, in our state and federal governments, that God's wisdom guide them in their leadership and their governance. Let us pray for all who are traveling. May St. Christopher assist them that they may have a safe journey. Let us finally also pray for the suffering souls in purgatory. May they have a brief rest during their suffering and see God face to face.
At this time, let us call to mind all of the prayers and that of which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our every prayer. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those within the silent depths of our hearts, the prayers of the entire church and those of the whole world. for these prayers, the church both humbly and fervently prays. Let us pray. Lord God, send peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
And may the Almighty Lord bless you, Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.